It's Friday, May 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The checklist, which will end up in lawyers' hands, and Microsoft's changes in Europe. This is the Business of Tech. A joint advisory from agencies in the US, Canada, New Zealand, the Netherlands, and the UK revealed the top 10 attack vectors exploited by threat actors breaching networks. Here's that list. Multi-factor authentication, not enforced. MFA, particularly from remote desktop access, can help prevent account takeovers. Incorrectly applied privileges or permissions and errors within access control lists. These mistakes can prevent the enforcement of access control rules and could allow unauthorized users or system processes to be granted access to objects. Software not being up to date. Unpatched software may allow an attacker to exploit publicly known vulnerabilities to gain access to sensitive information, launch a denial-of-service attack, or take control of a system. Use of vendor-supplied default configurations or default login usernames and passwords. Many software and hardware products come out of the box with overly permissive factory default configurations intended to make the products user-friendly and reduce the troubleshooting time for customer service. Remote services, such as VPNs, lack sufficient controls to prevent unauthorized access. In recent years, malicious threat actors have been observed targeting remote services. Strong password policies not being enforced. Malicious cyber actors can use a myriad of methods to exploit weak, leak, or compromise passwords and gain unauthorized access to victims' systems. Cloud services are unprotected. Misconfigured cloud services are common targets for cyber actors. Poor configurations can allow for sensitive data theft and even cryptojacking. Open ports and misconfigured services exposed on the internet. This is one of the most common vulnerability findings. Cyber actors use scanning tools to detect open ports and use them as an initial attack vector. Failure to detect or block phishing attempts. Cyber actors send emails with malicious macros, primarily in Microsoft Word documents or Excel files, to infect computer systems. And finally, poor endpoint detection and response. Cyber actors use obfuscated malicious scripts and PowerShell attacks to bypass endpoint security controls and launch attacks on target devices. Now, why do we care? This is essentially your checklist for, did I do the basics? Nothing here is new. We only care because of the source of the publication, government agencies. Simply a matter of time until this checklist becomes the complete list of enforceable requirements for both insurance coverage and what savvy lawyers ask when customers seek damages. Monday, Microsoft's head of channel sales announced he is leaving and leaving the company. Rodney Clark was named channel chief in March 2021, and the company has indicated it plans to have a new chief in place by the start of its fiscal year, July 1. And while I'm on Microsoft, the company announced changes to its licensing policies in Europe, quoting Mary Jo Foley at ZDNet. Microsoft outlined 5 European cloud principles. The real meat, though, is in the planned changes aimed at leveling the playing field for European cloud providers when it comes to running Microsoft on-premises software like Windows, Windows Server, SQL Server, and Office on their own infrastructure. The blog said Microsoft will provide European cloud providers with assistance in enabling Microsoft on-premises software to run on their cloud infrastructure. This expansion of terms will cover Windows, Office, and Microsoft 365 apps for business and enterprise. Microsoft also will make it, quote, easier than ever to license Windows Server for virtual environments by relaxing the licensing rules that reflected legacy software licensing practices where licenses are tied to physical hardware. Why do we care? Only noted the channel chief change due to the wider nature of the coverage that speaks to Microsoft's power in the market. And now, Europe's legislative power too. How does it feel, American companies, to know your European counterparts get better terms because of the regulations there? That's why we care about regulation in the US. And European listeners are interested in the new terms they get. Want to reach an audience of nearly 20,000 across our podcasts and video shows? Or know one of your vendors who should be advertising here? We're looking for Q3 advertisers. Information is at mspradio.com/engage, as well as a big button to set an appointment to talk. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. It is National Be a Millionaire Day, which seems wonderfully appropriate for IT services companies, as that is always an entrepreneur's aspiration. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into Apple shutting down Fleetsmith, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.